You had an opportunity to participate in this first Animals for Life Foundation Summit. As a producer, how do you feel about putting an event like this on with those maybe not on the same page as animal agriculture?
Oh, I think this is a very positive event. I'm just super excited to see the room filled to capacity. I think they said there was 302 registered for 300 chairs. And I think it does me a lot of good as a producer to sit in a room with the generic consumer and start to understand some of their hot button issues, even if I don't agree with them, to start to hear and understand. So I think it's an excellent event.
What do you think is going to be your main takeaway from it?
I think just the general, I gain understanding that not everybody sees things the way I do, and that I need to be very conscious of that and maybe reshape my thinking and my messages to be more attuned to what they're interested in.
At any point during the day, were you uncomfortable as a producer?
Yeah, several times. When the pet owners are talking from the stage, people that have a vast experience with dogs and cats and those things, and their whole world seems to revolve around dogs and cats as family members, I'm uncomfortable with that. Particularly uncomfortable to realize that a large section of society sees dogs and cats as family members. Tremendous amount of money being spent to that end. It saddens me to have a society that finds comfort and loyalty and companionship from animals rather than from their family members and people. But that's where we are as a society. So that makes me uncomfortable. Temple Grandin is certainly a draw to the public. I don't agree with all that she says or how she says it, and it can be irritating. But she says things that are kind of a pat on the back, too. So you've got to take it both ways.
I was going to say she had some rather high praise for the new pig adventure at Fair Oaks.
I'm always glad to have people praising Fair Oaks since I'm invested, or my operation will be receiving pigs from that. But it's always good to hear that. And we are striving for transparency and the video connections. I mean, we're on the same page with her, with Temple in that regard.
So. Chuck, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to visit with us.
All right, thank you.